I got to a point in my conservation brain that I just couldn't take it anymore. I was spread out all. I was doing work with the reintroduction of the Mexican wolf. I was sending money to the apes in Africa. I was just like, I can't do it. And I finally had to say, it's right here. Draw the line where you know. And there was a superstition, and there were thousands of acres of state trust land, which is, for all intents and purposes, real estate. It's not preservation. It's not preserved land. It is for lease and ultimately for sale. That we needed a mechanism to preserve in perpetuity the best and most beautiful pieces of that land. And we needed to have a continuity. In other words, not just a plop thing here and a plop thing there. We needed to follow washes where habitat could move. Do you realize that once, and Dave Foreman told me this, that the panther, the Florida panther, used to mate with our puma and invigorate the species? Well, try and figure that out on I-40 now. You know, that's not going to work. You need corridors for life to move and to flow. If you think of the waterways, particularly in the desert, that's the arteries, that's the lifeblood, and we just chop it off. I mean, what would your body do if you did that? We need to rethink how we, not just development and growth, but how we do it. How we do it so it's sustainable for all life forms. I don't think those big slums out in the desert now are sustainable for human life forms either. I think that they need to be, the land needs to be valued. The land needs to tell you how to develop, but not the developer coming in and telling the land how to do it. The land's been working successfully. That drainage off the superstition has been working successfully. One thing I do when I hike is I have explored drainages. What wash drains into the Gila? What wash drains into the Salt, to the Verde, to Queen Creek? Where does this water go, and why does it go there, and why does it need to go there? And it's critically important to do it, even if you do it from an airplane. You know, understand and appreciate the land. I mean, it's so elementary. This is how we survive. This is how we survive. And this is how, in an indirect way, how I survive is loving it and honoring it and painting it.